So here I was, right? I'm hanging out at Dakota's. Obviously, you're familiar if you guys aren't.
Yeah.
My dog, my homie, my friendly neighborhood Coke rep, not Spider-Man. But I was over at his house he invited me over because, like, my favorite athlete of all time was fighting, yeah. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
That's my personal goat.
Yeah. Understandable.
Fight side apart, like, I don't really get to watch like your goats do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to. So showed up. I'm watching, he's fighting Jake Paul. Yikes. Well, say, the undercards,
we're
insane.
Good. I heard the girl fight was really good.
The girl fight was crazy. Really unfortunate about the headbutting. There was no head. Yeah. The woman that won headbutted the other girl like 6 times in the fight.
Oh, I never even looked at it. Yeah. I was not interested.
That's valid.
I knew it was going to be stupid.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, like I said, undercard fights were good fights.
Yeah.
But then the main card.
I understand.
You dog shite.
You want to watch Mike Tyson.
I got to see Mike Tyson.
I got a lot of, my mom was watching it.
Oh, I saw her. I when I called her, I could hear it in the background.
They're watching it, yeah.
Yeah. She was making a hella post about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was funny. But yeah, so I'm over there, you know, probably had, 3 or 4 brews.
Like nice.
A grown man.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? A little brisk outside. It's dark.
It's a good day.
It's a great day, truly.
Yeah.
You know, my roommate, my good friend right here, Tyler, he's like, hey, I'm heading off to go see the fam.
Mm-hmm.
Going to see Shorty. Going to just catch some vibes up in the valley.
In the valley.
And I'm like, bet, bro. Drive safe, obviously. Let me know if you need anything. I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm watching it. See the undercard fights. Insane.
Yeah.
Right? Truly, I'm entertained. I'm really into this. The one girl that was getting headbutt a bunch had a massive gash in her eyebrow.
Mm.
It was tough. Mm. They kept going like this to it. And like, there was like 4 girls in the room and they're like, oh, that's so gross. I was like, do it again. I was being gross. And then my dog happens to give me a ring.
Yeah.
Like the one, like there's like 3 things you don't want to hear. Hey bro, I've been kidnapped. Hey bro, I killed somebody.
Yeah.
Actually, out of the 3, that one's like kind of okay. I'll help you deal with that.
Yeah.
Next one being, hey bro, I broke down.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Why don't you take the story off? Give me your side there.
Well, having a beautiful drive.
It's nice. A beautiful drive.
It's just about to be dusk.
Oh.
You know?
Lovely time to be driving.
And when you're driving in this area in Oregon, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful drive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things look out. Mountains.
Mm-hmm. The trees.
Large fields.
Yep.
Farms.
Canyons.
Animals. Bucks.
Elk.
Elk. Anything you can think
Geese.
Of.
Geese.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I would love to see a bear.
I would like to see a bear. I say that, and then if I see a bear on a hike, I'm shitting bricks.
Yeah. I'm listening to a good little Joe Rogan podcast. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but I was thoroughly entertained.
Absolutely. I love that out of you, too.
And I have to put it up pretty loud because my Jeep's pretty loud.
Yep.
But I know my Jeep very well.
You do.
I hear some rumbling.
Some rumbling and tumbling.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. I got a flat tire.
That's a good assessment.
You know, I heard some rumbling. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's happening here. Threw it in 4th gear to slow down.
Like that out of you.
Here to...
Immediately,
I'm like...
just all vibes were just like killed. Vacuumed out of you.
Killed.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, maybe I can make it home.
Just you keep know? It in 5th the whole
Let's
way
just keep
home.
It going.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
Can't. Car shuts down. Car completely shuts down. I turn it back on, throw it in 4th, the only gear that's working.
Love it.
I already know. Transmission issue.
Yeah.
It's just butchered.
Geeged.
It's butchered.
Geeged.
Pull over the side of the road. And where we're driving, you don't really have service.
No.
I was just about to enter where you literally do not have service.
Yeah.
Like one bar.
You're about to enter a literal mountain.
Yeah. And it's, by the way, it's 20 degrees outside.
Brisk.
Also, by the way, I don't have a heater in my car. So
Correct.
I'm already struggling.
Yeah.
Trying to call Clay, breaking up, getting fully triggered.
Yeah.
I'm
tweaking at Dakota's.
I'm trying to find...
I heard every 4th word. Broke. And I'm like, ah, oh, God, shut the TV off. I gotta figure this out, guys.
and then I'm trying to... I can't Google anything.
No,
of course. Like a tow truck.
Yep.
Because I left my tow truck card.
Yep.
Upstairs. I remember
right where it should be.
cleaned up. I know. I cleaned out my wallet because it was it was too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to, you know, clean out the clutter.
Of course.
Out of the wallet.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling with that. Thankfully, some dudes, I think they'll work the road.
Yeah.
You know, make sure nobody's broken down like this guy.
Gentlemen.
Take me to a place to get some phone service.
Love that.
The pops comes. We get a nice little rope. Little ghetto.
Yeah, that's a ghetto crazy way to tow.
And it was.
You were an hour and a half from home, by the way.
Oh.
Let's make that very clear.
Check the maps, because I'm like, okay, if I am going to tow it, where am I going to tow? Am I going to go to the valley?
Yep.
Or
am tow
I
at home.
Or am I going to tow at home? Which one am I closer to? I check the maps. I'm an hour and 30 minutes away from here, and I'm an hour and 30 minutes away from the valley.
You were snap dab right in the middle.
So that was fully triggering, and yep. I was like, okay. And then the pops was like, I can pick you up. Yep. Save some money, you know?
Of course.
But it was in the pass, which is you don't have service.
Nope. You're driving through a mountain.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Dark gets really sketchy with some ice, absolutely. Snow, you know?
Yep, yep.
We have a rope.
That's a rope.
So he's pulling me, and I have to walk. I was a little tired, wide awake during this drive.
Oh, I believe it.
I had to watch that rope. If it got loose, I had to press the brakes. Yep. A lot of yanking.
Oh, I was going to say, I bet the whiplash was probably rough.
Yeah. Thankfully made it home.
Absolutely.
Still in the shop. $2,500.
Ooh.
That was a nice little slurp.
That was.
For the transmission. Mm-hmm. So I'm carless right now.
Yep.
And it's kind of crazy because you had a car issue too.
I did.
But so, it wasn't the transmission.
It wasn't. It was the other most important thing of a
other
vehicle.
Other most important thing.
I blew a head gasket.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is crazy. Why is my car running so bad in the mornings? And what is going on? I was like, maybe it's plugs. Maybe it's my smart plugs. Maybe it's my wires. Pop the engine cover off. I'm like, dude, these wires look brand new. I've owned this car for 3 years. Yeah. I haven't touched my spark plugs. I haven't needed to.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is crazy. They must have just replaced it before I bought the rig. All right. Well, I'm like, okay, maybe one's burnt, right? I get the code scanned. It says bank 3. I'm like, okay, boom.
Yeah.
That's the third one. Pop, pop, pop. Grr, 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 grr. You know what I'm saying? Pop that out. Smothered in oil. And I'm like,
that's not good.
That's not where it should be.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? Maybe this one, maybe it's like overspill.
Yeah.
From when I did my oil change.
Yeah.
We check bank 2. Even worse. I'm like, this is super not good. So I pop all 4 out. All just smothered. And I'm like, well, this is crazy. So I take it to a mechanic because they know a little bit more than me.
Yeah.
As I am not one of those.
Yeah.
I trust those people, even though that they really love to jack up those numbers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Labor, $400 every 30 minutes. Insane.
That's insane.
That's not actually how much he charged me, but that's what it feels like.
Oh, yeah.
No, he charged me $150 to re-pull out the spark plugs, even though I showed him pictures, and then him saying, yeah, that's your head gasket. And I was like, right on. What's that going to run me? I don't want to do it. I know how to do a head gasket. I'm not doing it in this weather.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
And two, I can work on my PC, and if something breaks, that sucks. I'll take it in the shop. It's whatever. I don't want to work on my car and not be the utmost confident in the situation.
Exactly.
I don't want it to throw a rod and it go through my dash and like stab me in the forehead. Yeah. You know what I mean? Which is like the most insane thing to think. But
worst case scenario.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
He says, parts alone, 12. Labor, 18. Looking at about 3.
Yeah.
And I was like, not doing that. I paid 22 for the car. Mm. He says, I'll do you one better then. Do a trade for this broke down Mazda 5-speed or 4-speed out there. Has zero windows, only has a windshield.
Okay.
Literally snow inside the car. Starts awful. Takes him like 8 minutes to get it started. And I'm like, what about the Dodge right there? What's that? What are we doing with that? He goes, I'll do a trade for that. I was like, cool. What are we thinking? He goes, I'll take the Camry off your hands. I'm like, 4. And I'm like, dude, he starts that and he goes, oh, and you'll have to spend $1,200 because this also needs a head gasket. I'll do labor for free, but you got to buy the parts. I was like, that's diabolical.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane. But I now have a working vehicle.
Still working on that for me.
Yep.
Sometime soon.
Fingers crossed. You know,
fingers crossed. Yeah.
You've been working extra hard to make up a little bit more of that bread. So.
Really hard.
Yes. Yes. He works nights, as we've said several times in these type of more intimate podcasts
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
And yeah, my dog usually gets home around, what, 2:33, I'd say? Right? On an average day?
Average. Yeah, somewhat.
Right?
Yeah, a little later, maybe.
Okay, 3:30 yeah. maybe?
It's been ridiculous.
Yeah, you've been getting home at, what, 5?
5.
Going in early on top of it?
Going in early. Driving me fucking nuts.
Dude, that would drive me insane.
It's pissing me off.
I don't blame you. I don't
blame
you.
Dealing with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But there's good people there. But mm-hmm. there's some crazy ones. We had a dude that I think had to be on fentanyl.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hate to hear that.
He was putting on it. We have like lab coats that
yep.
we wear.
Yep.
And apparently he was like struggling to put on his lab coat. He's like.
Oh, he's just tweaked out of
yeah.
his mind.
And then we have like these ID cards that you scan in, like clock in. And yeah. he grabbed it. First he couldn't find it. Then he grabbed it and went.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Maybe just milking the company for as much time as possible.
Maybe.
For every he's dollar gone. My boss makes, I make a dime. That's why I poop on company yeah. time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's gone now.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Geez.
Happens. It's like a monthly occurrence.
That's fair.
So.
You guys yeah. just be hiring anybody that's got a pulse.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But, hey, guys.
Hi.
Welcome back to another Watchers.
After Dark.
After Dark video here.
We're going to go back to back here. The one you guys just saw. A couple months old at this point.
Yeah.
You'll notice by our wardrobe alone that it was during the summer or late summer-ish.
Yeah.
Because that was when you were working
days. I remember, I think, days. We were talking about the election.
I think we touched a little bit on the election. I think we touched...
so if you guys see that, then... You
know. Gonzo was a flat earther in that one as well.
I flirted with the thought.
You were...
Flirted.
I would say you were like a 60-40.
No... It was more 50-50. I just wanted to throw that idea out there.
That's insane.
I flirted with the thought.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, I got some. I got a couple things I want to pick your brain about.
Okay.
The first one being mutual conversation here.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a topic that we've really wanted to talk about, maybe share our opinions and our thoughts with it with more people, the community.
Yeah.
But also, we even debated possibly doing a Watchers real breakdown of it, but it doesn't make sense because it's DC. We got to talk about the Penguin, dude.
So I watched it.
We got it.
He waited until all episodes came out, which, you know what? All power to him.
Absolutely.
I would have done the same thing, but I was really excited.
Yep.
One, because the Batman, Robert Pattinson's Batman was very good.
I agree with
really
that.
Really like that movie.
Just rip that.
Love the Penguin in that movie.
Penguin, fantastic.
So I was like, yeah, I gotta give this a watch.
Absolutely.
And wow, couple things. Love that every episode was at least an hour long.
Literally every episode was a movie.
I think there's one that was like 40.
No, I think it was like 52.
Yeah.
Because I was waiting for the one that was like 40, and I never got one. The shortest I think I saw was like a 52.
But wow, really leaves you like
pissed off,
but really excited for the next episode.
Oh yeah,
the writing is unbelievable.
The dialogue,
every character in that show was written very, very well.
Yep.
I mean, the Penguin was.
I mean, he's the star of the show.
Unbelievable.
I agree with that.
Victor, amazing. So Sophia Falcone, unbelievable. Very.
Sal Maroney.
Yes.
He was fantastic.
Sal Maroney.
And I wanted to bring this up about Sal. We see a lot of action sequences and a lot of different things. This, to my knowledge, is like one of the first times I've seen where like an old man is fighting and this dude gets a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Yeah, it was nice to see, but it was also like super funny because
the penguin wanted to swear.
Oz really wanted him to beat him like on his own. You
yeah,
know?
He wanted the smoke.
Yeah,
and Mother Nature had a plans.
And then he shot him afterwards, which was crazy.
He just dumped a mag, and
then
like,
he blew
win.
Up afterwards.
That's insane.
Which was nuts. But yeah, dude, that show is so good.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm like really bummed about is now we have to wait 2 years for the next Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we got the bat light logo. It came up at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Finale. Yeah, which was fucking awesome. Well, I'm happy that Oz came up. Got a nice little Rolls Royce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Purple, of course.
The penthouse got for the moms. For the moms. I don't know if she wants to be there.
Definitely not.
Victor, you know. Yo, Victor's by the way. Doing really, really well.
Yeah, super, super great. He's hanging out with his family.
Spending time with his family.
Yep. That's a really important thing for Victor.
Yeah.
Family is a really important thing for Victor.
Family. Yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
Very it's a big important. Word.
Very important for Oz, too.
Oz and Victor.
It's what some would say for Oz, it's a spot.
Yeah.
You don't.
It's like a soft spot for him. But kind of like, you know, that soft spot's like guarded by razor blades.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And choking. And, you know, being left near a bench at a park in Gotham.
Yeah.
After just hitting the most notorious lick of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
You, Oz, for that.
What I really liked about that show, too, is one of the episodes when the only thing I didn't like about the episode, like the show itself, which is very small, I don't mind.
Yeah.
But he literally was on the verge of dying every episode.
Oz?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then somehow survived. Which is fine.
Yeah.
But it was every single
I think it was. Or like at least six of the eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where he got caught, captured.
I will say he did have a couple times where he knew he was going to be caught. Yeah. So he pre-planned an escape.
Yeah.
But like the explosion.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dog. You're not wearing that.
You're not wearing
it. You're not.
Yeah.
But like when he got caught by Sophia.
When he gets caught by Sophia the second time.
That one was crazy. Like, she should have learned her lesson.
She should have just been like, okay. We just gotta, like, we
also,
are.
Also, let's not put him in a wooden chair.
Dude broke out of that really easily.
Real fast. Yeah. I mean, weighing like, you know, weighing 240.
Yeah.
You're bound to snap a couple things.
Yeah. But I did really like that scene.
Yeah.
Like the, in a way, therapy.
Yeah.
Of him, like, basically admitting to his mom, even though she already knew.
Yeah.
That he killed his two brothers, which was crazy.
At a young age.
I really liked Young Oz.
Yeah, Young Oz was cool.
Yeah.
He's a mama's boy.
Yeah. He was a little, like, too much in love with his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
He didn't want any other woman.
He didn't want anybody else touching, going near her either.
Yeah. Yeah. Very protective.
Absolutely. fantastic show, though.
Dude.
And then what's crazy is, like, so obviously, yeah, I watched Batman obviously when it came out a couple times. Fantastic film. We were talking about this when we ripped it. I feel like the Christopher Nolan Batman movie,
yeah.
I should say the trilogy, those are great movies. Robert Pattinson's Batman to me is like a film, which I know makes like zero sense, but like, one, it's much longer than any of the Christopher Nolan ones.
Okay.
It's a lot more dialogue heavy and it's a little bit more convoluted and not a lot really happens until like the last 20 minutes. It's a lot of just like dialogue, getting the clue, kind of, oh, this person's connected here, like very small things.
Yeah.
Versus in the Christopher Nolan, it's like we meet the Joker in the beginning. He blows up the, you know, bank. He kills a bunch of guys. And now it's him going after the Joker for the entire time.
Okay.
It seems very like, I don't want to say one-dimensional because still Christian Bale's Batman for me is still my peak. But like, it just feels like they are just conceptually so different. Like this is Robert Pattinson's Batman to me is a film. It's going to be studied. It's going
to. Well, you have to understand as well that the Joker is a little bit more chaotic.
So well, I'm just going to use that one as an excuse.
Yeah,
but like even the Bane one.
That's true. But it's the Riddler. Like, that film has to take time.
No, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
To
find all the clues, I like how there's no skipping steps.
Correct. But I feel like in the Christopher Nolan ones, we would have skipped steps if we would have used Riddler, potentially.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I mean by that.
That's fair.
You really went on a ride with this movie.
I know. It's.
But then after watching Penguin and then going back and rewatching the Batman again, there's like a lot of little things that I didn't connect during the Batman. Like, they bring up Maroney a couple times in the movie, and you're like, oh, whoa!
Yeah, like, who...
He's dead, by the way!
Yeah, Sal Maroney, the big case that...
Yep. That his father got.
Yeah.
Or the GCPD.
To help the police. Yep. You know, that was just an entire scam.
Yep.
That connection was nice.
That was cool.
And I love, like, connection... That's another thing I love about the Penguin, too, is, like, the Victor's PTSD from... When the city
got flooded,
and you see like that whole his whole area just get flooded,
yep,
and basically seeing his family just get
ripped, just absolutely geege.
Yeah,
I have a fun game I would like to play.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So we've got this game and we've got this game. Which one do you prefer?
Are we gonna do both?
I think we have time for both. Okay. I would like to do both.
I know you're really excited
for for both.
But let's save the best for last, I feel like.
Okay. This is a lot more opinion-based. This is a stat-based.
Okay, let's do that one.
Okay. Let's get that mind going, shall we?
Yeah.
We're going to do higher or lower.
Okay.
IMDb ratings.
Oh, no. This is going to be bad for me.
Is 7 higher or lower than Infinity War?
Oh, the 7.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. I'm going to say lower.
So you think 7 is lower than Infinity War?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know any ratings.
Infinity War or Dune Part 1?
Infinity War.
Okay, good job. Infinity War or the new Beetlejuice?
Infinity War.
Good job.
Correct!
The new movie Civil War or
Infinity War.
Good call.
Correct!
I've seen some clips.
It's actually not terrible.
Oh, you watched it, right?
Yeah. So going into it, it's not at all what you think that movie is going to be.
Yeah.
It's about journalists.
Okay.
Which I did not expect.
Listen, I just saw one. Actually, I just saw a recent clip. It was like these two dudes that are sniping the house, and the reporter runs right behind them, and the dude shoots at the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
That would literally give up their position.
Yes.
And one of them also has rainbow hair, and they're wearing ghillie suits.
Yeah, that's sort of explained.
I also saw the, what is that?
Glint?
The cap was still on.
Rifle,
but the...
The scope.
The scope, yeah. So like,
yeah.
This dude's looking at nothing.
Yes.
It was triggering shit out of me.
Don't blame you.
Yeah.
Infinity War.
Okay.
Or the Jim Carrey Grinch.
That's
a fantastic film.
That's tough. Infinity War is a great film.
It is. We're going off stats here.
We are going off stats.
Not a biased thing here.
I know. I'm going to go Infinity War.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
The new Twister or Infinity War?
It's got to be Infinity War if it's Twister.
Correct.
Correct.
Infinity War.
Anything that's new?
That's accurate.
I'm probably going to say Infinity War.
That's fair. Well.
Unless it's a really good, like an Oppenheimer.
Yeah, it's fair.
You know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't remember what that got. It got in the 9s, I believe.
Okay.
Infinity War or Fight Club? Oh my God, what a film.
I mean, it's got to be Fight Club, right? Or is it Infinity War?
What is it going to be? Give it to me. Come on.
I'm going to go Fight Club.
Good man.
Correct.
Good man.
Yeah.
That's an 8-8.
Okay.
Infinity War is an 8-4.
Okay.
I probably should have given you the scores for each one. I apologize.
It's okay.
7-8-6. Dune Part 1 is an 8. The new Beetlejuice, 6-8. The Civil War movie, 7.
Okay.
The Grinch, disrespected at a 6-3.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Twister is only a 6, or is a 6-5. That's how, like, disrespected the Grinch is.
Yeah.
Fight Club's an 8-8. So we got Fight Club or Django Unchained.
I mean,
that's a critically acclaimed film.
It is, but I'm going to go Fight Club.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Django, you're looking at an 8-5.
8-5. What was 8-8, right?
8-8 for Fight Club. Okay. And last one here.
Okay.
Fight Club or Truman Show?
Oh
film, dude. Fuck. What a film, right? I mean, it's Jim Carrey.
That's
about
a mind fuck. Tough. Those are both, like, very well-aged films.
Agreed.
Talked about a lot.
Talked about a lot. A lot of people's like top 50s,
it's
top 20s.
It's
got to
be a close one. I think it'd be crazy if the Truman Show's like really low. I'd be actually a little triggered.
Same. You're pondering.
I'm going to go Fight Club.
Rightfully so. 8-8. Yeah, yeah. Well done.
What was the Truman Show?
I believe it is an 8-2. Okay. I'm going to double check that.
Well
it
respected.
Is.
Well respected.
I think those numbers
can go a little higher.
I
but,
agree with that.
At least it's in the 8s.
It is, yes.
I'd have been a little triggered.
Rightfully so.
I did pretty good.
You did. You missed what, one?
I think one.
7-2 Infinity War?
Which was the first one. And that one's kind of tough. But I had to kind of understand.
Yeah, where you're at.
Where I'm at.
Yep. So, great job on that game.
Okay.
I got another one for you.
Okay. This one. All right.
So I've got a bracket here.
Okay.
It's top 8 teams. This is just so I can find my place.
Bookmark. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, top 8 teams. This is a strict bias. Okay? We're going to go. You can bank.
Is there a theme?
Great films.
Great films. Okay.
Yes. It is purely off of, you can judge them however you want.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So, who's the winner between, I'm just going to start it off hot.
Okay.
Interstellar, Inception.
Interstellar.
Okay.
Both great films.
Both okay. Amazing.
Both great.
Okay. Ready for the second seed?
Yep.
Extraction or Captain America Civil War?
Oh,
dang.
Oh, wow. That's a really good, that's a great first lineup there.
Absolutely.
And it's Extraction 1.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America, Winter Soldier, right? Correct?
Civil War.
Civil War?
Civil War.
I'm going to Extraction.
I like that out of you.
Yeah.
Because I was going to put Winter Soldier, and then I was like, that's an easy sweep. Like, I can't.
You never know. You really don't.
Because
we're talking about different films here.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Second round is going to get interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. We got animated Disney-type films.
Oh,
here.
Let's go.
WALL-E or Up?
WALL-E.
Wow, really? Yeah, just quick
I
with
know
it.
Up is a great film, but WALL-E, WALL-E, Eva.
Oh, I agree with that. I
you
agree.
Know,
no, I
get
it. I
love it.
I agree.
Too good. And okay. I like the fat, all the fat people.
In the hover chairs.
And then when they slide off the ship.
That's so funny.
And then when they first get up, it's like, and he's fighting the wheel.
Yeah.
And they're all cheering for him. It's so good.
They're just adult babies again.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like sort of mind fucky movies. This one I think I might be the most interested in.
Okay.
I think I know what's going to win here.
Okay.
We got Gone Girl and Joker. Joaquin Phoenix.
Gone Girl.
I assumed so, but...
Yeah, Joker's good. I didn't think he was, like, amazing. It's a good film.
It is a great film.
Yeah.
And but Gone Girl...
the sequel just absolutely...
Dude, yeah, it got, like, a 4-8.
Knocked the Joker out.
Yeah. Okay. Round two here.
Okay, round two is going to be tough.
Interstellar Extraction.
I mean, I gotta go Interstellar... There's two different vibes of films.
Absolutely.
What would I prefer to watch more? I feel like Interstellar, if you watch it a lot, you know the plot.
Yeah, you ruin it for yourself.
You know, you ruin it for yourself.
I've been saving myself for like 3 years for that.
Yeah,
film.
Extraction is like, you
quick,
can
like,
never get tired of the way, like different...
The Russo brothers are doing fantastic. Or actually, the one they didn't
the
do.
The fight scenes are incredible.
Yeah, the cinematography.
I'm going to get ripped for this. But I think I'm going to... Oh, I don't know. I got to go... No, I'm going Interstellar.
Okay.
I got to give it justice. Extraction's great. If you guys haven't watched that, by the way, highly recommend. And there's a second one. And I think there's a third one coming out.
I heard that there's potentially a third, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. These are, you thought those were different? Yeah. WALL-E or Gone Girl?
One's a really good feel-good movie about a robot with the love of his life. The other is a love of his life, turns her back on the other guy.
Yeah.
Kind of similar romance, like relationship. No, not so
polar
much.
Opposites.
Polar opposites.
Kills herself almost, sort
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
He's being investigated. Hooks up with Emily Ratajkowski or whatever you say her last
name.
Great pull out of Ben Affleck.
I'm going to give one to Disney.
giving it to Wally.
I'm giving it to Wally.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a great film.
I think we know who wins here.
Interstellar.
Interstellar, Wally. We're taking Interstellar.
Sorry, Disney. I mean, it's Interstellar. I feel like I'm not docking you on your list at all.
We had this conversation before the recording. I didn't know, like, the niche little movies potentially you know and don't know. Yeah. I didn't want to throw one on here and you're like, well, I don't
that's
know
true.
It.
You gotta get
so I just gave you heavy hitters that I know for certain you've watched.
Okay, that's fair.
That's why.
That's fair.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
What was your judgment based off of during this? Like, how are you ranking them? Strictly out of enjoyment? Were you doing it like you talked about with the Interstellar Extraction, like how many times, like the replayability of it?
I think
where was your head at?
Replayability.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, like Gone Girl, you can watch a couple times, but you're like, I already know what's going to happen. Wally's just like, you know, like you said, feel good.
That's a feel good film, you which know? Is most Disney movies.
Interstellar is just like.
That's got every emotion under the sun.
Just beautiful.
I should have thrown Guardians 3 in there.
Yeah.
Because that would have
been
one.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Extraction and Interstellar, surprisingly enough, were tough.
Those were tight. Those were tight.
That was tight.
But I mean, they're both great. What do you like more, Extraction 1 or 2? That's a tough one, too.
Honestly, I'm going to give Extraction 2 the upper hand there.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I really liked the him getting out of the water, mm-hmm. the recovery.
Yep. Cabin scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a vibe.
Yeah. And then I think the action scenes are...
When he's on the train?
Way up there.
I mean, it's the Russo brothers.
It's the Russo brothers.
Yeah.
And it's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And he
they got
absolutely
Cam.
Kills that role.
Mm-hmm.
If they do Extraction 3, I'm going to be so excited.
I agree. Because I did hear about that before I heard about his like early on state Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it got halted or delayed. I'm sure it got delayed.
Yeah.
So.
I think Extraction 2 came out when that...
I think that was
happened.
It was a little bit before, but I think it was like same season.
Yeah,
I think like Extraction 2 came out like early summer. That came out late
did
summer.
Did we watch Extraction for the first time together?
Extraction 2, we did. Extraction 1, no. I watched that with Spencer for the first time.
And I think I watched it, right? Or did you? I don't remember.
Extraction 1, it was just Spencer and I.
Yeah, I don't remember if I watched it before. Well, you and I watched it. Right or no?
Extraction 1 together?
No, we watched it. Yeah, you're right. We did. We watched
Extraction 2 together. We watched together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to throw this out here really quick.
Okay.
I spent most of my day around it and the next 7 months.
Yeah. Let's
my Friday, Saturday, Sundays.
Let's get into it. Oh yeah, booked. Is it the whole weekend?
Oh yeah. Weekend? Four wow. matches a day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Couple tweaks to the schedules as well, which I'm a big fan of. CDL is back. Ladies and gentlemen, quite possibly one of the my favorite times of the entire year. I love Christmas. It's great and all. Doesn't hit as much as that CDL first day back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How long is this season?
They end, well, it's now different because of EWC, which is the Esports World Cup.
Okay.
And that's held in Saudi now.
Wow.
Last year was the first year it started.
Is it always in Saudi?
It will be, yeah. They're the one hosting.
Okay.
The one hosting.
So it's not like...
It's not going to travel like
travel.
The Olympics.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's our second year, so
yeah.
Who knows? But, yeah, man, it's first season or first day back as of today of this recording. And it's an exhilarating time, man,
yeah.
Just watching this. The map knowledge and everything. I mean, I've got over 3 days in this game.
Yeah.
Just on multiplayer. I've got another probably 18 in zombies, which is mm-hmm. low numbers for me, if I'm being honest. But multiplayer's really sucked me in.
I haven't even touched it.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But like after like wave 30, those Maulers, I think is the name.
Are they like the bigger?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have like the cannons.
Yeah. Yeah.
After wave 30, there's, I kid you not, like 600 on the map.
Yeah.
So annoying. Because they're not hard to kill, but it's just like when you're like running a train, they're just.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Well, I have a ranking.
Watching. Ooh,
I want to do a ranking for myself, and I have a ranking for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, just today.
Keep going.
Rocker took on the Los Angeles Gorillas Gentlemates.
Where's Rocker based out of?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Minnesota took that. I got that right on my pick'ems. Got the map score wrong, but that's okay. Still took my dub there.
Yeah.
Next one being Boston Breach versus Optic. Went to a game 5. Went to a round 11. We choked it.
That's tough.
That's all right. There's some stats out there for you Optic heads out there that you know.
Yeah.
I'm feeling okay about it, truly. Especially with our S&D, it always takes us like a month or two to kind of catch flow.
Who won last year?
Oh, Optic Texas are your reigning world CDL champs. Ah, our entire intro is based around it.
What happened last year?
In the beginning?
Start of the season.
Oh, we lost our first match.
Oh.
So, you know.
Sensing a little trend here.
I'm seeing, a little pathway. Yeah. Absolutely. No, I mean, it was fine. I think, honestly, we showed a lot of good resilience there. It always takes us like a month to kind of figure out our S&D.
Yeah.
So, next one being was, it was kind of a snoozer. Who played after us? Oh, it was the Vegas Falcons, a new Saudi team of this year, versus the Carolina Royal Ravens. Carolina took that one because the Saudi team got in about a week ago, and before then, they've been screaming EU amateur teams. But for doing only that for practice,
how good are they?
They are good.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, they're gonna catch flow quick.
They got a lot of money. They got a lot of money over there.
Dude, so there's a guy on the team that like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, during Cold War.
Yeah.
And in MW 2019, he would go into pros Twitch streams and go into their chat and say, "Hey, like 1v1 on Rust or on shipment.
Mm-hmm.
If you win, I'll PayPal you $5,000. If I win, nothing. You don't pay me anything." I think there was only two pros that beat him. And I think he played like 6.
Damn, really?
He's playing on like 390 ping because he's pinging from Saudi and they host. Yeah.
And he still won?
He was winning.
Ooh,
that's tippable.
That's dangerous.
That's tippable.
That's dangerous.
But yeah, so they played. Ravens took it.
Yeah.
That's bound to happen. I got that right on my pick-ems, even down on the map
set.
And then next one being was the Atlanta FaZe.
Yeah.
The EWC champs.
Mm.
They say they're the world champs. You can, in my opinion, that's Optic. It's the first year of the tournament. You don't get to claim that. Sorry. But FaZe, rightfully being the number one seed of all time, they've just always been filthy. Versus Toronto, who took a major hit in their talent this past year.
A lot of retires?
No.
Transfers?
Yeah, a lot of buyouts. LA Thieves brought out that checkbook. Nadeshot said, "Hey, I'll cut into my salary.
We gotta win."
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Why do you think he's streaming so much?
What do you think got subathon? You know, hitting 53K subs, top 5 subbed in the world, not bad.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 5 is 53,000. Kai Sinat's at 753,000.
Did you see that he wasn't on the top, was it 25, top 30 streamers?
Kai or Nade?
Nade Shot.
Yeah.
And also Queso wasn't.
Yeah, Queso wasn't.
Jinxie
was.
And
he kind of fell
off. I saw Ninja react to it, and he's like, "I don't even know why I'm on this."
Yeah,
list.
I thought the same thing. Granted, Ninja does do numbers because he multi-streams.
Yeah, but like, he was like, "Come on, there's like."
No, yeah, I mean, he gave Queso a good shout there.
Queso has to be on there. What are we talking?
He's
about?
The new generation multi-John Don. We've had this conversation in our personal lives. There's a king to the multi-John Don, but there is now a prince in my opinion.
My personal king. I have a personal king. Is CDN the third.
Of course.
Shout out to CDN the third.
Absolutely.
Loved him back in the day. Haven't watched him recently.
The no webcam throws off flow, bro.
Yeah. If this video ever comes out and you ever see it,
you got to throw that webcam back.
Lucky OP1.
You'll know the name. You'll know
I
the name.
I donated a lot of subs.
I was going to say, I'll bleep it for you.
And a lot of money to your channel. Love you to death.
Got a lot of merch.
The camera just really killed it for me. I'm sorry to say.
No, I agree.
But I understand, like, he didn't like, you know, getting ready. But, like...
Yeah, I get that. But also...
Let the hair down.
I was going to say...
He has long hair.
He does.
Yeah. But I just miss, like, the funny, like, if something happens, like, seeing his reactions, you know?
I agree. it's little stuff like that. I agree with that. I will avoid streamers that don't do webcams.
Yeah.
Because of that. And what's funny is like I'm not even watching their webcam a lot of the times. But for those moments,
yeah.
A crazy thing happens or something funny, like you want to see like them kind of like, you know, jump or like have like this oh my god face or something. It makes it worth it.
Another thing that triggered me about Cease is I used to watch his Fortnite videos.
Mm-hmm.
religiously.
Fortnite Battle Pass.
Religiously.
I just shit out my ass.
Sorry.
Like his OG ones, like
yeah.
Season 3.
Yeah.
He deleted all of them.
That's crazy.
And he was like, oh, we'll put it in a vault. Never did it.
Wonder why. Maybe he was like copywritten or something.
No, he wanted to. He was over the Starting wave. Anew. Fortnite wave. He wanted to stick with the multi-genre Dawn.
I can respect that. I can respect that.
But, you know.
That's sad still.
Yeah. But there is a king to the multi-genre Dawn. Queso's.
He's the prince.
Prince. But come on now. We're talking about the Summit 1G.
We're talking about the guy that mollied himself.
The
you
dude
know what I'm saying?
That literally has survived.
Every wave.
Every wave of like mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say media, but like gaming. Like, yeah, media.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Because it like jumped to IRL. He was still gaming. He was still doing his thing and it's still popping.
Yep. Subathons.
Yeah.
Just still was doing his own thing.
And it's crazy because things like come. I noticed that like he had Sea of Thieves blew up.
Yep.
From Sea of Thieves.
Yep.
Obviously CSGO, he had CSGO.
I was gonna say that's obviously his his
but
roots,
like then he grew larger from that. Yep. And then I don't know, he didn't really do too much on Fortnite. He played a little bit.
Yeah.
He hated it.
Yeah.
And then GTA roleplay.
And that was like another wave of Sea of Thieves for
him. Exploded.
Just blow up. Yeah.
And I think when GTA 6 comes out, it's gonna be pretty high for him.
Oh yeah. But that's the goat when it comes to multi-genre Dawn.
Yeah,
respectfully, put some respect on the man's name.
I know I'm putting you on the spot here.
Oh, let me hear it though.
What's your top five Call of Duties?
Top five Call of Duties. Do they have to be in order?
Let's no order. No
okay.
Order. Yeah.
Black Ops 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. Wow. You like 3?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then give me World War 2 only because of the boys. This is tough. Because if I'm being honest with you. Ooh, actually. I really fucked with Ghost.
I did too.
I really fucked
with Ghost. Dude, I hated the hate towards that game. I love
Ghost. Was great. There's a couple like kind of annoying, like the perk system was.
Yeah, the
whack.
Perk system was fully triggering.
There was a couple awful maps for sure, but I really liked Ghosts. I really liked Cold War.
Cold War.
I feel like the downfall of Ghosts was it was a like a personal thing for me where I was still on PlayStation.
Yeah.
So I didn't play with a lot of homies, so it was a lot of solo game.
Yeah.
But I loved Extraction.
Yeah.
That was a fun game mode instead of zombies. The multiplayer was great. There was a calling card. It was a German Shepherd with 3D glasses on. And the thing said, I don't know what I'm doing. And to get it, you had to get 200 kills while dual-wielding Magnums with ACOG scopes on them. So every map, I just spawn in with dual-wield ACOG 44 mags and just hope I hit somebody. It was I was so happy.
Yeah, that's good.
That was hard. I loved Ghosts, so like that's up there. Cold War I loved, but that skill base really made it unplayable.
Just absolutely
unplayable.
Destroyed the game.
Yep.
Dude, and that game was so good.
Yeah. And recency bias. I'm really, really, really enjoying Black Ops 6.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
The COD I never played was Vanguard. Never even touched it.
Oh, I played the shit out of Vanguard.
Never touched it.
Automaton?
I don't even know what it looked like.
Oh my god, the auto was unbelievable, dude. A laser.
I feel like that was like a short span of a Call of Duty.
For like the community, it was.
Yeah,
it got a lot of hate.
Yeah,
because any COD that goes back in time, people hate because it's gray and smoky, and you're using guns that are wooden, and like you get the Car 98 again. Like there's no originality with them anymore.
Yeah,
we've played enough World War II games.
Yeah,
like, we know the war. We're aware. Nazis are bad. America did good. We got it. But yeah, so honestly, recency bias. Give me Black Ops 6 in there.
Okay.
This is the most guns I've ever gotten diamond.
So list it out again. You got
Black Ops 2, which is that is my number one.
Okay, that's fair.
Black Ops 2, then 3, then 4, no order. Then I got World War II, Black Ops 6.
Okay. Wow.
I'm a big Treyarch guy.
Yeah. I was going to do my Call of Duty campaign rankings.
Oh.
I'm a big campaign guy.
Yeah.
I love
Black Ops 1's campaign was phenomenal. So was Cold War's. Cold War, where you could choose. Sorry, I just completely ripped your flow there.
No, no, you're fine. I'm thinking, yeah, it was good. I didn't.
Where it was like you could poison the guy and when you were like in Russia, right. Yeah, versus really like, good. Or like take him out or just like let the thing go.
This one.
I've heard this one's fantastic.
It was good. I don't know. It was like too much of the. Actually, you know what? It wasn't half bad. I just have had better campaigns.
Oh, I believe it.
No order for mine. World War II's actually no order after this one.
Okay.
World War II, by far number one.
Wow.
Loved that campaign. Wow. It was a fucking movie. It was That's so crazy. Good.
I didn't enjoy it.
I loved every single bit of it. Oh my God, it was so good. I was so addicted to that campaign.
That's fair.
MW2 was good. I think I like.
Overhyped.
Yeah, the
whole game is overhyped.
The
I said
first
it.
Modern Warfare.
Read me in the comments.
First Modern Warfare was really good.
That one was really good.
a lot of Black Ops are in there.
Black Ops 1, I think, clears.
Black Ops 1.
Mason.
Yeah.
What are the numbers, Mason?
That one was unbelievable.
Best art screen as well.
I mean, there's a lot of good Black Ops campaigns. I think Black Ops is way better than Activision, but.
Oh, Treyarch clears.
Yeah.
Why do you think everyone was so excited for Black Ops 6? Yeah. Treyarch's back.
I don't like the new Modern Warfare's.
Oh yeah, the remakes.
They're
terrible.
They're not that good.
Modern Warfare 3, actually playing it wasn't bad.
It was bad.
Better than Modern Warfare 2. Yeah. Modern Warfare 2 was dog.
They care too much about graphics.
Mm-hmm. And Warzone.
And Warzone.
Warzone ruined Call of Duty.
Black Ops doesn't really care too much about graphics, but they care more about story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally World War II. Is that? I don't even know.
That was Sledgehammer.
That's Sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much.
I think it was Sledgehammer's
one,
first game.
One, two, three. I actually, you know what? I am going to throw MW2 in there as well. I did like the campaign.
I mean, it wasn't. The campaign was a lot better than the multiplayer experience, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end with getting getting double crossed and then you throw the knife.
Yeah. Yeah.
I replayed that campaign like 6 times.
So good.
Because I hated the multiplayer so much. Yeah. And the first couple times I played it, I would always make sure to get my crosshairs right on the guy's head. And then I realized you could throw it at his foot and it was still going
to
hit him.
Always goes in the eye.
Yeah.
Always goes in the eye.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. Yeah. Oh. Those campaigns are so good. I love the World War II one, but I do like the decision making.
Yeah. I think that's a really cool new thing that they integrated.
Black Ops 6 would probably be 6.
Okay. It's just there.
It's just there.
That's fair.
What I really liked about it was the start is like, it's kind of like a normal campaign.
Okay.
I really like how you have the hub and mm-hmm. you have to find, like, you have to play the piano to open up the secret doors.
Cool. Okay.
I don't want to.
You're fine. No, but you're fine. You don't have to. You're fine.
You open up. There's like, you have a black light. You have to find like the letters, type it in the piano, these little tricks.
Yeah.
Then you get money.
And money. Money.
Money. Sorry. And then you upgrade your stations.
Okay. That's cool. It's almost like a Tarkov.
Yeah. So you upgrade your stations. So like weapons, gear, and I think there's shooting range, and you can like reload speed, faster reload speed. And you kind of need that because I play veteran. Like the
obviously.
First one. That was really good. And then the story was really like, it wasn't like flat or nothing. It was kind of basic.
Yeah.
And then it just hits you with a crazy left field.
Okay.
There's, I forgot the name of the mission, but your Case is your character's name.
Okay.
And I think we're about to go into this like old laboratory facility.
Okay.
They used to do experiments.
Yep.
And the elevator breaks. And it was a gas leak.
Mm.
And he gets the gas and he's hallucinating. And
so you're tweaking.
It's the weapon that they made.
Okay.
To control you.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're controlling you through that gas, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And you're fighting zombies, all these crazy creatures. What?
Oh, I think I have seen a little bit of that.
You get these, like, it's like retrofuturism too. You see, you have like that the building's retrofuturism, mm-hmm. so it's like the cards, color cards. You
go oh, these color cool. rooms,
and then you're fighting mannequins and they're chasing you.
I saw something about that.
Insane. That part was fucking nuts.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
And then there was a character in there that was like a good CIA character.
Yeah.
And the previous ones.
Yeah.
And then she got
converted or get the gas in her.
Gas in her, so she was getting controlled. And her, like, hallucinations were crazy. You're like, you have to do this, like, you have to go through this, like, time thing. You have to find these little pieces of a mirror that was broke from her childhood because you're seeing her childhood trauma. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, that sounds insane.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It's crazy that that's number six, then.
Yeah, it's really well written. It is really good. But I like those that. Those ones have really good nostalgia. World War II is unbelievable.
That's crazy.
I just like the graphics in that one were way too good. And
for
like
what it was, yeah.
And like the character,
mm-hmm.
like him, he would have like a notebook and he's like narrating the entire story.
Yep.
He's also writing in his journal.
Yep.
He has a picture of his girl back home. It's yep. you're really like you're invested
you're
in this World War II.
Yeah.
And then you're hit with the first scene is D-Day and you're just seeing
yeah.
chaos.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. So good. I went on a little rant there, but
that's okay.
God. Call of Duty campaigns are top notch. I will always love them and I always play them.
That's fair. That's fair.
Never played Vanguard, though. So. I even never even touched it, never even played it. I don't even when did that come out?
That was before Cold War.
Do you know what year?
No, it was before Cold War. 2022, 2021, 2022.
Oh, I wonder what I was doing then. Oh, I wasn't playing that much.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that time.
I really enjoyed Vanguard. I played a lot with Spencer.
Yeah.
That was the last COD that he bought. And I guess maybe he bought Cold War. I don't remember. Yeah, he did. But we played a lot of that just because, like, a lot of people, like, go back to MW 2019.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's, like, that hits for them. I did not thoroughly enjoy that game.
Hate that.
But, like, Spencer and I will go back into Vanguard from time to time. And just run that just because it's just like I have a lot of hours in that game mm-hmm. because of like me and him
mm-hmm.
play gun game and just like random like throwaway so stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff's a lot of fun.
2v2 Black Ops 6 though.
I know. I was literally fiending for that last night because I didn't work today and Borf got off at like 9:15.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I want to play twos so bad.
Have you played it with any of them?
No.
No?
I don't know.
You and I are fucking...
That's...
Synergy.
That's my boy right there. I may be Synergy B team for you, but when it comes to twos, it's you and I or it's nobody.
Yeah. There's no... Nobody's competing with... I there's no way.
Yeah.
The communication, unbelievable.
I mean, yeah. We're both just walking UAVs.
I don't even know what our record is. I know we lost one.
Yeah. I think we were 9-1 that night.
I think I'm like... I played with Mitch. I think I'm like 15-1.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Those are good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should have said this in the beginning of the video,
yeah.
but I think, you know, maybe one more quick topic.
Okay.
Maybe hit the road after. We got some dinner we want to enjoy. Got
to make a phone call.
Gotta hit the goat.
Yeah.
You're right. You're so right. The goat of the area.
The area, yeah.
The goat of the state, potentially.
I really like biology.
That's so valid. That's so valid. And biology. I will say, I also really mess with Peter Shmisha. Their slices were crazy.
I can't do it. I've never been it. Never been a fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was messing up those slices on lunch.
It's not so much I really like thin slices.
Mm-hmm.
It sits in the heater, and I can taste that.
That's fair.
And I can feel it.
Yeah.
I want a fucking...
Nice, good
fresh.
Cheese pull. And,
yeah,
I get that. I get that. I'm just a human garbage. So you give me Hawaiian. You could literally just put marinara sauce, cheese, and like a pineapple ring with a piece of ham on cardboard. I'd be like, this is so gas.
Now I'm thinking about those cheese sticks.
Oh.
Jalapeno's bacon.
Little jalapeno, little bah.
I better get pepperoni on my pizza this time, too.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd rather have that than not have ranch at all.
Obviously.
There's two slices. I mean, that cheese pizza, whoever likes,
so
I'm sorry. If you like cheese pizza, I think you need to go to a doctor because something's wrong with you. I'm sorry.
The people that eat cheese pizza are the same people that like will eat like tendies at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, but don't disrespect that. Because I used to be one of those
guys. Oh, me too. But then you grow up and become an adult.
Yeah, I will,
that's what I mean.
I will say, though.
They hit.
I got a bacon cheeseburger.
I was going to say, burgers at Mexican restaurants go crazy.
And fries.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
It's still up there for one of the greatest.
I agree with
what's
you.
What's one Colorado's?
Yeah.
One of the greatest burger places.
Before they
places.
Fell off.
Yeah. It was low-key one of the greatest burger places I've ever had.
And I agree with you. But yeah. I'm saying
but yes.
You grow up.
But Mexican food is... Yeah.
No, it's not.
For me.
It might be top three.
Italian for you, right?
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
You have a lot of pizza.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I ate a lot of pizza.
I'm aware. Thanks.
but you also like Taco Bell.
Yo, dude. I'm disgusted.
Is that real? I mean, I know it's Mexican themed.
It's not. It's America Mex. Barely. It's Americanized. It's so good though.
Yeah.
Oh.
And what's even
if Taco
American?
Bell if Taco Bell didn't exist, I would be 135 pounds. I swear to God.
Yeah. If candy
exists. I'm huge.
If candy didn't exist, I wouldn't have 70 fucking cavities in my mouth.
It's fair. I mean, American, I think like
that's a
I think like steaks, I think burgers, I think fries. Hot dogs.
That's
what I'm saying. Great. Mac and cheese.
What about eggs and bacon?
I could say that American.
You know what? I might shift over to American. I think I'm starting to like American food.
That's kind of what I'm saying. I mean, I could be wrong on that, but that's just like I live in America, so
actually,
guys,
nope.
We got some a lot of UK and a lot of outside of American
yeah.
listeners and viewers. So I just want to say, I'm a simple-minded American man. So a lot of these things, I don't know for certain, but I'm going to claim them as my own because I think they're gas. Call me biased.
Hey, we're the center of the world. Okay?
Obviously. Hey, do you guys watch our election? Absolutely. I don't know who your president is.
I know for a fact that the whole world watched.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to go backtrack.
Okay.
It's got to be Mexican because breakfast burritos are just... Yeah. Breakfast tacos. Yeah.
Okay, well, real
what
quick,
the top?
I wanted to tell the people, I hope you guys are having a fantastic Christmas.
Yes.
You guys will be seeing this right around the Christmas time.
Yeah.
We, obviously, because you can tell by this video, that we're not starting that What If Season 3 quite yet. And that's because we're going to be together celebrating, I'm also seeing
the
my
holidays.
Best friend, Spencer,
yep.
From Germany. He's going to be in town. So I'm going to be spending some time with him, spending
mm-hmm.
time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, kicking it with your fam,
yep.
catching some vibes.
Always a good time with the
family. Always fantastic time. Gonzo's family treats me like I'm one of their own. I love that
mm-hmm.
about them. Been doing it now since, what, sophomore year of high school?
It's been.
Junior year, maybe?
Junior year.
I think it's junior year because I was still with the
I don't know about
other
junior
group.
Year. I think maybe senior. Junior is when we started talking. Like,
no.
Becoming friends, right?
Mm-mm.
I mean, we knew each of each other. But like
no, it was the summer going into junior.
You're right. You're so right.
Yeah.
100% right.
Because I had a class with Mr. JD 1123 sophomore year, and then me and him really kind of connected that summer, and that's when I kind of got introduced to all mm-hmm. you guys.
I remember
Call
of Duty is actually how we, like...
What game was it?
Oh, I don't...
Black Ops 3.
It was Black Ops 3.
Why? I mean, that's one of the main reasons why.
I forget all Call of Duty.
No, I get it. I only remember it because of the movement and the guns we were using.
I remember what we were doing.
Tell the people.
We were in Nuketown.
We were.
We were doing the mannequin, what's that?
Easter egg.
Easter egg, thank you.
Yep.
Where they fucking...
Come alive and...
That was really fun. I don't even know what we did after that.
I think we just did it like 6 times and we went swimming.
Oh, yeah, we did go swimming. Yeah,
that's what we
yeah.
did. But, yeah, I hope you guys are having a phenomenal Christmas.
Yeah.
If you guys are of the age where you guys are getting a lot of presents, hope you guys got what you wanted. If you're a full-grown adult,
mm-hmm.
hope you got that underwear and socks because let's be real, that's what everyone wants.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice little thing of
pajamas.
PJs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A nice meal with the fam. Getting to spend some quality time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess I just kind of want to talk about, you know, we already kind of did. But yeah, going to your house since like sophomore, junior year. every Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's been.
And like the, I do agree that the first year it was not like it's that was like a soft year.
Soft.
Because I it's like my first time. I didn't want to like overstay my welcome. Yeah. And now I pull up at noon and I'm like, I'm not fucking leaving.
I don't know if we got really.
Not night we didn't.
No, not for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I think
we were underage and we don't condone that. No,
it slowly like became because my family, a good amount of my family would come.
Yep.
And then it slowly started to
kind of grow up and did their own thing.
Yeah.
Just that's what we're going to call it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was like,
I mean, let's get rowdy.
Let's get rowdy. Let's have a good time.
Yeah.
Want a beer? Want some whiskey? Fireball?
Shot of Pendleton?
Want me to drive this scooter that hasn't been unwrapped yet? Or yeah. Given
an e-bike?
To?
Yeah.
So crash it into a mailbox going 30 miles per hour?
That was insane.
Don't even remember it.
You want to get dragged out of a bathroom while extended family's there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just crazy.
That
was funny.
That was so good.
I felt terrible.
Don't.
Well, I do.
That was so...
Dude, Pops doesn't need to be doing that.
It's
if it was you, I would not have cared, like, even a little bit.
He loved it.
But it's just, it's Pops, you know? Like, I got to show some ounce of respect to the fam.
That was
and funny. I'm just like...
It was funny because his extended
and
family...
And I'm huge. So, like, I just...
You were, like, dude.
I mean, granted, I'm wearing... Two coats,
yeah, you
jeans,
in your cowboy boots.
I'm doing I've got a belly full of booze and like 19 like lamb lollipops, whatever those things are called.
My dad, I figured he'd be like, damn. My dad was like, he's a heavy boy.
And I'm just dead weight.
Well, my dad was like, he wears it well though. Like he's a big boy.
I appreciate it. That was a lot of fun.
That was good.
That's not as much information I want to give out, but.
Yeah, I love how Spencer was just filming.
The whole thing.
I appreciate him filming, but I think my dad and I really, really would appreciate it.
A little bit of help.
A little bit of help.
Third person, maybe. You're a thick boy. And I'm deceased. I'm not
that's
helping.
That's the thing, too.
At all.
It's dead weight is
crazy. For a body as
for
well?
A body. Yeah. You're just like... like this.
That
I think that's what made it worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because if I was just like kind of drunk, I could have absolutely helped. But
yeah. Well, Dom was there.
Zero.
I don't think Dom helped at all.
It was just you guys from the pictures I saw. Because I wasn't there mentally.
that was so good. Wow.
But good yeah, times. So maybe another one of those years, maybe not quite as hard.
Yeah.
But let's bring back some stories we can tell the people.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be some good times.
But outside of that, guys, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us for another like little chill little video.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun laughs.
Fun. Yeah.
A couple games in there. I'd like to maybe get a couple more of those going.
Those rankings are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll kind of go maybe
in
between.
We don't even have to do movies. We can throw
anything. I just figured, you know, obviously we're movie connoisseurs. We started off with our bread and butter.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe it's cars next time.
Cars.
Maybe it's brews. Maybe it's
beer.
Food, yeah. Maybe it's...
Utensils.
Oh. What takes the cake? I mean, if we're going combos, I got to go a spork. A spork is undefeated.
I mean, you got to go spork.
A fapoon, maybe?
Because, like, if you... Yeah.
Got to go spork, right?
You got to go... I don't know.
Oh, crazy one. Fast food utensils. Because there are those are going to have to go head to head. And those are going to be, that's going to be the hardest thing you do on this podcast.
Chick-fil-A is really good.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking that. I was thinking Panda and Chipotle.
You like Pandas?
Oh, it's a hard plastic.
Is it really? Wow, Panda would actually be great.
I mean, yeah.
What's another one?
That's a good one.
Doba.
Hey, Dubba just clears.
Dubba's clearing. Yeah. They used to have way better ones, too.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Downgraded, but still good.
Yeah.
Their knives were elite. Elite.
Yeah.
They're a little funny.
Yeah. You put a little weight on them. Them bitches shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to those.
Yeah. I was going to say, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Yeah. I hope you guys are having a wonderful holidays.
Yeah.
And we'll be seeing you guys again real soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace.
And bye.
Bye.